Friday here at Historic Farm Days 2025, the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club showgrounds, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITUI. And I haven't made it very far from the trailer here this morning, but got our good buddy John Bruns here with us. John, how are we doing today?
Good, having a good show. People stopping.
Have a lot of people visit you on Thursday?
There was enough, yeah.
Seemed like it was a good weather for it, though, you know? I mean, we had couldn't have asked for better weather on day one.
Well, I got my tree here with you guys, and it had a nice breeze under it, yes.
Yeah, it was a little breeze. You had sunshine. Got a few raindrops in there, but nothing that really sent anybody off course here.
No, there's a lot of people moving around.
You have a guest over here that has come from another state, from the great Commonwealth, as they call it. That's Kentucky, and it's Eugene Niffley. Eugene, welcome to I&I Historic Farm Days.
Thank you. I enjoy being here. I like to see all of the old-time tractors.
Are you a first-timer?
I'm a first-timer, yes.
And your thoughts so far?
It's nice. I like the just sitting around watching people. Being with John, met John several years ago, bought a corn planter off of him. And we got acquainted and kind of been in touch from that point on.
Did you bring anything out with you this year or anyone for that matter?
No. My wife told me to go ahead and have a good time.
Oh, I tell you, you know what? She's a keeper, it sounds like.
She is. She's on mowing the yard.
Oh, even better. So, Eugene, where out of Kentucky are you from?
Campbellsville, Kentucky, kind of south central.
Okay.
My dad and my son and I, we farmed our whole lives and started a hardware store about 5.5 years ago. So my son does the farming now and I do the hardware store.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Tell us a little bit about your farming operation, if you would.
He farms about 1,500 acres, corn and soybeans, a little bit of wheat. We sell a lot of straw at the hardware store, so he baled all the straw this year. And it's farming, it's work, but enjoyable.
Now, did he inherit it as is? Has he built upon the farm? Has he decreased the size? Or, I mean, what? Tell us a little bit about how it's changed from whenever you had hold of it.
Well, we were tobacco farmers years ago, and, of course, that's gone by the wayside. So he's increased the crop farming as everybody else has to, because tobacco's so time consuming. So, but he's kind of just wanting to hold at that point because of limited labor.
Do you do a lot of other implement tractor shows during the summer?
No, I just decided I wanted to come to this, and John said they had a nice little show here, so I just showed up.
Very good, very good. Yes, it's a beautiful show, especially if the weather cooperates, you know, and they seem to have, like, a good crowd every year up here, and we always look forward to seeing all the friends that we know and friends we haven't met yet. So glad you're able to make it up here, and you staying the whole weekend.
No, I'll be heading back to Kentucky tomorrow. We'll hang out today.
Oh, very good, very good. So you'll see and gather in quite a bit of the grounds here. Anything that you've seen so far that stands out that you enjoyed or anything that you're going to get a second look at?
Well, I hatched out on a Alice Chamber.
Okay.
So I've been kind of looking at some of the old Alice. I don't have an Alice now, but I kind of like seeing them all fixed up. And the old Internationals that... I'm just glad people want to restore them and keep a little history around.
Absolutely. You got something in your barn at home that you want to talk about?
Yeah, John painted an H farm hall that my son's grandfather on his mother's side gave him. And then my dad bought a Super C, and John painted it. He painted both of them at the same time. I don't know, been 3 or 4 years ago, John? 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, we done them, and then what was it, about 8 or 10 years ago, I sold you a planter
right.
At Warner's.
Very good. So it sounds like you got a happy customer here, John.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I'll tell you, I've got a couple guys down that way that real good friends and works out.
Always good to have those friends spread out a little bit there, just in case you need them.
Yes, that's what it takes. I've got guys around here that's had 6 tractors painted over the years and doing the meter testing. When Eugene bought his first Kenzie, I showed him how to kind of adjust the meters. He'd been doing them himself ever since and getting along great, you know.
Sometime if I run into a stump, don't know what to do, I'll call John. Pretty nice to have friends like that.
Absolutely. Well, you have a game plan today, or are you just winging it? I know the agenda is full of all kinds of fun activities.
I'm gonna get some ice cream.
It's funny. I keep running into people out here that they come out to Tractor Show. They come out for Tractor Show for the ice cream.
I guess so. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Well, I appreciate you spending a few minutes talking with us here, and all the best in your travels, safe travels, and have fun today and tomorrow.
I'm planning on it. Thank you.
Thank you. And, John, always a pleasure catching up with you. I'm sure we'll probably talk with you before the weekend's out.
Yeah.
No, it's been great working with you and Dave, and it just works out. We set up together at shows, and it just works great.
And thank you for the lifesavers. They're always good, especially after maybe having a sandwich that doesn't set too well in the mouth and the stomach there. You know, you get a little mini lifesaver action. We're back at it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's going to wrap up this report. We'll have more reports throughout the day and throughout the weekend from the 2025 Historic Farm Days I&I Antique Tractor Gas Engine Club. Plenty of parking available. Come on up for the day and see what they have here in store. For WITY, I'm Chad Baker.